This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, joined by Lansing Lugnuts manager John Tamargo Jr., the reigning Midwest League Manager of the Year. And JT, what are your strongest memories of last season?
Last year, that was quite a ball club we had out here. Just the camaraderie, the togetherness those guys played with. They cared for each other, and they played for each other, and that was a really special season.
How'd you spend the winter?
Actually, I did nothing. I was at home in Florida. The weather was beautiful. Played a little golf. Basically just relaxed and got ready for spring training.
One of the biggest news of the offseason was the Blue Jays making their move, trying to win the AL East and make a move in the playoffs, but it meant a lot of former Lugnuts were traded away. What was your reaction to hearing that guys like Justin Nicolino and Jake Marisnyk were traded?
That's outstanding. I was excited to hear it for those guys as well as for us. You know, that's what we're here to do, develop talent, whether they play with us or they play with other clubs so we can acquire players. You know, that's what this is all about. And it really showed how much those guys improved and other clubs wanted them.
How about this year's team? What do you think of this collection of players?
Very exciting, young, energetic group. Really excited. You know, it's a lot of different guys than we had last year, which is what we're looking for, you know, to move guys up, move them on. So I'm really excited about the season this year.
Before we get to the newcomers, there are players who you worked with when you were Lansing Lugnuts hitting coach. Balbino Fuenmayor, a member of this team, a strong opening day. How has Balbino grown?
He is tremendously in the, you know, since the 2 years that he was here. Just the maturity, him knowing himself, recognizing pitches was much better this spring training. And when he gets his pitch to hit, you know, putting a good swing on it and getting the barrel there.
Who else will the lineup rely on to supply some runs?
Dalton Pompey, you know, Gus Pieri. Pretty much it's a collection of the whole lineup. You know, we really don't have one or two guys that are going to, you know, drive in all the runs. We're going to have to do the little things. We're going to run around, steal some bases, and do it collectively as a group.
Last year's team was aggressive on the base paths, too. It's part of the baseball you like to see played.
Yeah, Toronto, they've done an excellent job of scouting, bringing in guys who can run, athletic guys, and it's fun to watch when those guys can get on the bases and you know, steal second and steal third, and you know, ground ball knocks them in, and you know, maybe we had just one hit that inning, or a walk, or a hit by pitch. It's really exciting baseball.
We know it's a long season, it's a grind, but what do you expect to see out of your players just from April?
You know, we talk about when they get here in April, when they leave in September, that they're better baseball players. And I know these guys will do that with Vinny and Kenny doing the hitting. These guys are going to improve, and you know, that's what we're here for. When we start in April, we want to be at our best. We want to be at our best in September.
Speaking with Lugnuts manager John Tamargo Jr., and it's true, Vince Horseman back as pitching coach, Kenny Graham back as hitting coach. What does that mean to have stability?
Stability. Familiarity with me, with them with me. I guess that's how you would say it, but you know, just knowing each other and makes a lot of things easier. You know, the day-to-day stuff that we go through makes it a lot easier when you've worked with people and we're all friends. You know, that's a big part of it too.
How do your personalities balance each other out? How do they complement each other?
I think we complement each other pretty good. I could get fiery, but you know, I think Vinny's a little bit more fiery than I am. So you know, I keep him under control or keep him in check. But we all work well together. We have a good time, and it's just a good situation.
How about the newcomers this year? Who are guys that you first met in spring training, members of your Lugnuts team this year, who've impressed you, who you didn't know before coming to spring?
I've known most of these guys working with them in Instructional League, you know, going down there. A lot of the young guys are there for Instructional League, and Emilio Guerrero, Christian Lopes. Those are some of the newcomers. Having Nessie here this year, you know, I've seen him a couple times in spring training and Instructional League, and just really excited about the guys that are here.
Instructional League after the regular season ends, so October thereabouts, right?
Yes, we're you know, it's mid-September through the end of October, so it's about a six-week period. A lot of young guys come in, and that's where we're the other coaches that didn't have those guys during the summer get to meet them and see what they do.
What's the focus in instructional ball?
It's like it said, you know, it's instructional. There's a lot of hands-on, one-on-one type deal. We play games, but mostly it's individual work, you know, things that the guys, the organization feels that they need to improve on, or they need to keep their strengths or work on their weaknesses.
Which players do you expect to really step forward, maybe not early on in the season, but once they get their sea legs beneath them in the summertime?
Gus Pieri. One for sure, he's been here a couple times. He knows what to expect. Still a young guy, and I'm expecting really good things out of him.
How do the pitchers compare? We know about the triumvirate of last year with Nicolino and Syndergaard and Sanchez. However, the rest of the starting rotation that last year with Jesse Hernandez, Marcus Walden, both of them stepped up. David Rollins was good and was traded to Houston. The bullpen was solid at times, and A.J. Meyer set records. How is this year's pitching core?
Very strong, very strong. Toronto, once again, they've done an outstanding job of drafting and signing pitchers. And we have some really good arms here. You'll see some of them. You saw Danny Norris last night, really good arm, and Roberto Osuna on Sunday. So we're really excited about the pitching staff here.
JT, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Jess.